Yes, Lord, we believe, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, we are grateful, we are thankful that you brought us here safely once again this evening. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your divine protection upon us since we left here on Sunday. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that your grace has helped us and has brought us safely once again to dine, to Master, to sit at your feet, to dine, O living God, Master. Lord Jesus, we are grateful. We are thankful unto thee for your mercies and your protection upon our lives, Father. Thank you for all that you have been unto us, Lord. We are grateful that you are here in our midst, O living God. Lord Jesus, we thank you, Master. And we know you are the same yesterday and today and forevermore. What you did yesterday, you are able to do it once again today. Jehovah God, we pray you take all the glory, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. Thank you for those of us that are here already. Thank you for those that are on their way coming. We pray that you bring them down safely, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, those that will be on the hookup, O God, and those of us that are here, bless all of us together, Lord. Lord Jesus, let your word, Master, Lord Jesus, meet with every one of us at the point of our knees, O living God. May you do something special in our lives, Father. Understanding and revelation of your word, may you grant unto us, Master. Lord Jesus, our knees, O Jehovah God, be gracious unto us. May none of us go out of this place, O loving Savior, without, O loving Savior, you meet with us at the point of our knees, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Help us, righteous eternal Father. Lord Jesus, we remember your servant in the mission field in Onitsha. May you be with him, O God. You seem to be a channel of blessing unto your people also, Father. Lord, be with us as you be with us, yeah, be with him also, Father. Thank you for granting this request, Lord. Lord Jesus, at the time when we shall, Master, Lord, call upon your name to pray, O Jehovah, give us faith, O loving Savior. Give us unction, give us utterances. Help us to pray as becoming saints, O living God. Lord, give us faith to believe our prayers also, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Help us and see us so that at the end of this service, Lord, each one of us will go back to our home rejoicing of the blessing of the Lord in our lives, Father. Thank you for granting this request, Master. Blessed be thy name, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you. You are welcome back to the house of the Lord. In the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Let's open our Bible to the book of John, chapter 11, as we continue in the sermon that we have been considering or looking at. John, chapter 11, from verses 18 to 27. John 11, verses 18 to 27. Now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlong off. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou art been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She said unto him, Lord, yes, Lord, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. May the Lord add his blessing through the reading and hearing of his perfect word. You can please be seated. So, looking at this sermon, from where we stopped last time that we looked into the sermon, the resurrection of Lazarus, that Brabram preached in, I think, November 22, 1953. The resurrection of Lazarus is the same we are still looking at. We got to the place where Brother Abraham said that God always keep his word. God in all ages has always kept his word. God does not keep his word 90%. God keeps his word 100% every time. Praise the Lord. Whatever promise God, our God, has made, he is obligated to his promise. And we know that he never fails. He has never failed, and he will never fail. Praise the Lord. Brother Abraham said God kept his word with Moses. He kept his word with Moses. He kept his word to Moses. Praise the Lord. So then we know Brother Abraham has taught us that the Old Testament is what? A shadow of the new. What we see in the Old Testament, they are the same one that we are seeing the real of it in the New Testament church. What God did in the Old Testament church, the church in the wilderness, God is doing the same today. Praise the Lord. So, brothers, God kept his word to Moses. So, looking at that is why Apostle Paul said, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forevermore, is the same all the time. The same attitude that Jesus Christ had yesterday. Like Brother Abraham said that if God heal a man on a basis yesterday, if another man will come on the same basis, God is obligated to heal the second man. Praise ye the Lord. Now, we got to the place where Brother Abraham was talking about the children of Israel. The children of Israel, when they left Egypt, God promised that he will be with them all through the way. He said he will take care of them. He said, my angel shall go before you. He said, only that you should obey him. Praise the Lord. Then we saw in that sermon, that same sermon, Brother said, when the children of Israel, when they got to the Red Sea, and after they passed through the Red Sea by a mighty hand of God, we know the story, and they look back to the taskmasters that has driven them to do things that they never wanted to do. Like Brother Abraham said, like things that we don't want to do, the taskmasters makes us to do them, though we don't want to do them. Then Brother Abraham said, we are a slave to those things that we do. Those smoking, some of the people smoking don't want to smoke, but they see themselves smoking. Then Brother Abraham said, they are slaves to smoking. Those that commit adultery, they are slaves to adultery. That demon of adultery, that demon of nicotine that makes them to smoke, every demon that drives people to do things that they don't want to do, those demons are the taskmasters. Praise the Lord. Things that people don't want to do, when they see themselves doing it, they don't want to do it, but they can't just help themselves sometimes. It's because it's an evil spirit that is responsible. So when the children of Israel saw those taskmasters that beat them, those taskmasters that made them to do things that they didn't know what to do, when they saw them drown in the Red Sea, then Barbara said, the Bible also said, Moses lifted up his hand and sang in the spirit. Miriam took the tambourine and was singing in the spirit with the rest of the daughters of Israel following her around the bank of the sea. Praise the Lord. That is when you see that the things that were ruling over you, the things that you were slave to, when you see them dead in your life, how will you not be happy? Praise the Lord. Something that you see that you can't help it, like smoking. You just find yourself smoking. And something happened one day. God delivered you from that evil spirit. Then when you see people smoking, what do you do? You praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Now, when the children of Israel saw their taskmaster dead in the Red Sea, they started rejoicing. Rabbi said he said that sometimes ago that the children of Israel
were holy rollers when these things happened. Somebody said, that is ridiculous, Brother Abraham. How can you say that the great prophet Moses was a holy roller? You know, holy roller is not in the script. It's not a good word. It is the people of the world that called them that name. Just because that is the way people call them. That's why Brother Abraham said some people don't like, they call sometimes people that are in the spirit holy roller. So Brother said, those people, the way you call them, they were holy roller, because when they saw the victory of Jehovah, they were singing the praises of Jehovah, dancing all around the back of the sea, praising the Lord. Hallelujah. So Brother said, when they got, after that, they continued walking in the wilderness, in the desert, the whole desert. It got to a point that the food that they brought from Egypt, everything did what? Finished. Nothing for them to eat in the wilderness, in the desert. We learned that in the desert, the people that tried to cross over to Europe or those other countries, the white men country, if they pass through the desert, said sometimes they drink their urine because there is nothing in the desert. Dry, no grasses, no grass, no nothing. The children of Israel were in that condition. Nothing. They finished the food they brought out of Egypt, and there was nothing for them to eat, no water to drink. And God promised that he would take care of them. When they got to Moses, there is nothing for us. What are we going to eat? But Moses said, that is not their question. That is supposed to be God's question or God's problem. It's not supposed to be their problem. They are just supposed to ask God, what are we going to eat? Praise the Lord. Then Brother Brown said, God, then that night they just left without food. Or a whole day they stay without food. But the following morning, what happened? They saw manna. They saw something, bread on the floor. And they took it. Moses said, take and eat. This is what God promised you. Praise the Lord. We are coming to something. That was the manner they had from the time that they got in this journey to the time that they stepped onto the promised land. Is that true? That is the truth. That manna kept falling every morning or every night until they got to the promised land. Brother said, the same way, on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Ghost fell on the day of Pentecost, that was the manner of God for this New Testament or the second church of the New Testament church. The Holy Ghost, the manna was a type of the Holy Ghost. The manna was a type of the Holy Ghost blessing and the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. The manna, this Holy Ghost, from the day of Pentecost, this Holy Ghost continued falling until the day we live here to the promise, to the glory land. Praise the Lord. The Holy Ghost will not cease until the day we get to the glory land. Praise the Lord. Then Abraham said, this manna, if they retain this manna till the following day, what happens to it? It has wrinkled tail in it. This same manna that we wrought the following day, God told Moses, tell Aaron to take out of this manna, put it in a pot, the Omer pot, and put it in the presence of God in the holiest of holies in the ark. And that manna that was kept in the ark in the presence of God did not rot. There was no wrinkle tail in it. He stayed, and God said they should keep it there through their generations, that every priest that comes to the presence of God, to the holiest of holy, can have a taste of the original manna that fell in the wilderness. Praise the Lord. The same way, Brother Brown said, the Holy Ghost that fell on the day of Pentecost, if any man enter to be a priest. No, the Bible says that we are king. He has made us what? Kings and what? Priests unto our God. A priest that entered the holiest of holies has a right to take out of this manna and taste out of it. Rather said, today, you don't just have to taste out of this manna, but you can have a heart full of this manna that fell on the day of Pentecost. Praise the Lord. So the Holy Ghost, Rather said, the problem of the Pentecostals is what? The problem of the Pentecostal is that some of them said, 10 years ago, I had the Holy Ghost. But what about now? The Holy Ghost is a day-to-day blessing that he gives to his children. The Holy Ghost is not a thing that stays. No way. The Holy Ghost is a day-to-day blessing to God's children. The Holy Ghost is residing in their soul, and they have fellowship with this Holy Ghost day by day. Praise the Lord. So this manna, this present Holy Ghost, it doesn't have winged tail. You can have the blessing of the Holy Ghost. Abraham taught us the difference between receiving the eating the blessing of the Holy Ghost and having the Holy Ghost in you. Did you know that? Yes, sir. You can eat the Holy Ghost. You can be feeding on the Holy Ghost, I mean to say, in the preaching. You can be feeding on the Holy Ghost and you are blessed. But when you go out, what happens? Tuesday, Wednesday, come back to your old state because you are only feasting on the Holy Ghost. But God did not intend for us to be feasting on the blessing of the Holy Ghost, but to have this ghost, the Holy Ghost, in our soul. That was why on the day of Pentecost, when this Holy Ghost fell for the first time on the day of Pentecost, the people said, Barbara said, they went out, they were shouting and praising the Lord, speaking the wonderful words of God. And the people said, these people are drunk. Then Peter said, he came out, he said, men, ye men of Judea, and ye that dwell in Jerusalem, these men are not drunk as ye suppose that they are drunk. But this is that was promised by Joel, that God said, in the last day, I will do what? I will pour out my spirit unto who? Unto all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall do what? Shall prophesy. Your old man shall dream, and your young man shall see visions. See, the Holy Ghost is a promise of God fulfilled. Praise the Lord. And that promise of God, like we said, God keeps his word every time. That's what Abraham said. God keeps his word every time. And Apostle Peter said, and they told the people, they told Apostle Peter, men and brethren, we want to receive this Holy Ghost. What shall we do? Peter said, repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for remission of sins. Then you shall receive this same gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise, because it is what? A promise. For the promise unto you, to your children, to them that follow, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And the same Jesus is still calling today. And as many as he called, he is obligated. Not that he can fill them with the Holy Ghost. No. As many as he called, he is obligated to fill them with the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Not that he might fill them with the... No. He is obligated because he called them. Praise the Lord. Not only that, we are looking at the shadow and the ray. This Holy Ghost will continue to fall. We continue to fall on his children until we leave this place. Just like the children of Israel, the manna that fell continued until they entered the promised land. That was when the manna stopped. Praise the Lord. Not only that, in this same Old Testament church, as Abraham would call it, God, the Bible says that Apostle Pete and Paul said, these people were baptized unto Moses under the cloud and the sea, and they all partook of the spiritual meat, and they all partook of the spiritual water, which was the water that came out from the rock. And this rock does what? This rock does what? Followed them. Praise the Lord. This rock, I don't know how a rock can, I don't know. But that is what the word says. This rock followed them. Praise the Lord. In the New Testament church, what did Jesus Christ say? He said, "This thing saith he that had the seven stars in his hand, and he and walketh in the midst of what? The seven golden candlestick." Brother said, that same Jesus is walking in the midst of his church. Praise the Lord. This rock was Christ. This same Jesus is still walking in the midst of his people. Brother said, when God told Moses to smite the rock, he said there was a cleft in that rock. And out of that rock came water. For what? For salvation, for healing. And the next time Moses was to do what? Was to speak to the rock. God said he should speak to the rock, and the rock will be what? Bring out his water. Praise the Lord. The same today that we are to speak to the rock. You have any need? Speak to the rock. You have the need of healing? Do what? Speak to the rock. You have the need of deliverance? Speak to the rock. You have need of salvation? Speak to the rock. And that same rock is in our midst this evening. Praise the Lord. Of course, we are here to pray. We are to speak to the rock. Praise the Lord. Last Friday, let me give you this testimony. Was it last Friday? The time we listened to Blind Bartimaeus was last Friday. Okay. Last Friday, we listened to the tape. I listened to the tape, Blind Bartimaeus, that we are to listen to in our house. I was listening to the sermon when Brother Brown said something seemed as if I've never heard it before. Brother Brown said, "Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ was on his way to Jerusalem with the going to die at Jerusalem with the load and things of the whole people on his shoulder, going with that body, when Blind Bartimaeus cried and said, 'Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me.' It was a multitude that was following the Lord Jesus Christ. Brother said the Lord Jesus Christ could not have heard Bartimaeus' voice because of the loud of the. But everywhere Jesus go, Brother said, is always crowdy and loudy. Different voices, different things people say. The Lord Jesus Christ could not have heard the cry of Bartimaeus. But the faith that of Bartimaeus, what? That was what he had. And the Bible said, Jesus Christ stood still. It was as if I never heard that before. I went to the Bible. I looked. Was that the way the scripture said it? And I saw that was exactly the way the scripture said it. That the Son of God stood still. He could not continue his journey because of the faith of a seed of Abraham crying for him to help. He stood still. And he said, call him. Praise the Lord. And that same Jesus is here this evening. If a seed of Abraham will call on him, he will not despise. He said, whosoever come unto me, I will no wise what? Cast out. Praise the Lord. May God help us. The same thing that the shadow of what God did in the Old Testament is the real is with us today. The whole Testament was a shadow. The rock Christ followed them. They had the manna. We have it better today. They had the Holy Ghost coming upon them. We had the opportunity of having the Holy Ghost in our souls today. Praise the Lord. The same thing. That is why we are in a journey, just like they were in a journey. Brother Brown preached the sermon, Israel and the Church. He preached it in, I think, the 5 series. Brother Brown explained all those things there. The same church in the whole Testament, the same way God dealt with them, much more God is dealing with them in the same way today. May God help us. Jesus Christ is in the midst of his church. He's waiting for you to call on him. Yes, he's waiting for me to call on him. We have anything, you have any need of anything, speak to the rock. Praise the Lord. And we have the same opportunity this evening to speak to the same rock. He's walking in the midst of his church. He had the seven golden candlestick in his right hand. Not his left hand, in his right hand. And he's walking in the midst of the seven golden candlestick, waiting for his children to call on him. There is no one that will call on him with real faith, perfect faith that Jesus will let down. Jesus Christ stood still when blind Bartimaeus called on him. And he can also stand still for you and for me again today. On whatever we bring to him, may God help us. The time is up. We'll continue God's prayer in our lives from here another time, if God make a way. Let's call on him again tonight. The rock, that is why that song sang, Rock of Ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Let thy water and the blood from thy riverside we flow be of sin and double cure. Praise that rock, that Jesus, Christ Jesus, is here. See, it depends on our faith. Sometimes we come to church and see you are coming to meet the pastor. That is a problem that we all have. We come to church and see we are coming to meet the pastor. We come to church and see we are coming to meet the ministers. But that is wrong. We should come to church as if we are coming to meet the Lord Jesus Christ who called us to come. That is why some people, when the minister preaches, they are offended at the preaching of the minister because they are looking at the minister. They are not looking at the word. That is the problem we always have. We look at the human being. We don't look at the word that is behind what the man is saying. Is the man saying what the scripture says? If the man is saying what the scripture says, we are the one that we should blame ourselves, or we should condemn ourselves, not to be condemning the minister, because the man is just saying what the word says. The man has a right, commissioned by God, to say what the scripture says. That is their duty. They are commissioned by God. Whoever is guilty, they are commissioned by the word, by God, to say what the word says. And when we are picking on the ministers, we are wrong. Because the man is standing in the place of God to tell you the mind of God. Which if Jesus Christ were to be here, he will say the same thing. That is why we know that if Jesus go to the denominations today, they will stone him like they did that time. They will stone him, they will cast him out. Oh, mercy. So a woman was singing today. Around our neighborhood. He was singing a song. Jesus is coming. Those that nail him, they will see him. Those that crown him, they will see him also. I forgot him, but it's a Yoruba song. Jesus, I forgot it now. I don't know whether you can remember. So the Ombola Wusama. Gbogbo oju ni yori atawon togun loko atawon to de lade. That song brought a thought to my heart that it is true. Those that pierce him, when he comes, they will see him. Those that put the crown of thorns on his head, when he comes, they will see him. Likewise, in the dark ages, though that kill the saints of old, they will see the same Jesus with the one that they killed, with him at the judgment bar. Those that rejected what the ministers are saying today, when that day comes, they will see the minister with the one that they have stood for, the same way the people that killed him will see him. Everyone that speak evil of the servant of God, they will see him also. They will see them also with Christ, with the one that they have spoken evil against. Oh, I said, God be merciful. It is true. The people that killed Jesus, they thought they were doing the right thing. They thought they were just doing what the Lord says. But one day they will see him. They pierce him, they will see him. The same people, the people of Jesus, from generations, those that did evil to them, we also see them with Jesus when Jesus comes. May God help us. That is why the Bible says the house of God is a what? Is a house of judgment. Judgment begins in the house of the Lord. And the Bible says, if the righteous be scarcely saved, where shall what? The ungodly stand. May God help us. The word of God is God. That is our duty as a minister, to present Jesus Christ to you the way the Bible says it. Not to compromise the word. Then it is left for us what we do with the word. Just as we are saying this evening, is what the word of God says that I've just said. That Jesus Christ is here with us. The same rock, because he's in the midst of his church. And he promised that where two or three are gathered in his name, there he will be in their midst. That is the word of God. It's not my word. It's the word that Jesus, it's the word that Jesus Christ said that we are echoing. And that word, you see, that word, like I always say, that word is what? The Bible said the word of God is what? It's quick. Is powerful, is sharper than two-edged sword, and is a designer of the thought and the intent of the heart. That word has life. God, Jesus Christ, the word that I say unto you, they are what? They are spirit and they are life. If it is same Jesus, the word of Jesus that we are saying the spirit and the life. May God help us. God bless you. We are here again in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have not come to pastor. We have not come, of course, you don't know that I will be the one that will preach this evening. It just that happened that I'm here to preach. Nobody knows that I will be the one to preach this evening. So, we have come to the same Jesus. This same Jesus. Oh, may God help us to talk so much about this same Jesus. What this same Jesus has done in the life of people of hope, he is obligated to do the same in our lives today, because he made the promise. And like Brother Brown said, if a man comes on a basis and God healed him, if another man comes on the same basis, maybe thousands and millions of years later, God is obligated to heal this other man. The same way, God is not a respecter of anybody. God is not a perverter of judgment. God is true. If we come on the same basis, the only problem that we have, it is our faith. We don't believe enough. I love that man. That man that came with the boy of with epilepsy. He said, "Lord, help my unbelief." May God help our unbelief this evening. God bless you as you bow down our heads. Let's talk to the Lord Jesus Christ. The same Jesus that have done things on the life of the people of old is the same Jesus that is here this evening. That is as true as we are sitting or standing here. That is as true as we are here this evening. That same Jesus is still the same in his power. He's still the same in his essence. He's still the same in everything. It's not a fable. It's not to make us happy. We are saying what the word says. So he is the same also to grant our heart desires if we call upon him. Let's call upon him once again this evening. He's here with us and he will hear us if we can wholly call on him. Call upon the Lord. Make your request known unto him. Come unto me, all ye that are weak and heavy laden, and I will do what? Give you rest, is what he said. He's calling us to come. Let's call upon him. Let's cry unto him. Make our request known with the perfect faith in our heart that is here to hear our prayer. God bless you. In Jesus Christ's name we have prayed. In Jesus Christ's name we have prayed. We are still in prayer.
I have a request in my heart. I want us to, the convention is just, it's less than a month now. I want us to specially commit this year's convention to the hand of the Lord. I want us to pray that God will grant unto his people that will come from far and near journey masses. I want us to pray for them specially, those, especially those that will be coming from far places. With this present fuel price, a land that some of our brethren, if they will come with their vehicle, they can spend as much as 200,000 to come to this for the convention. If they will come with their vehicle, that is a lot. That's a lot. I want us to pray that God will make a way for as many as desire to come. That God will make a way for them to come, and God will do special things. You know, no matter, see, we that are here, we don't know what transport cost when we go to the convention. Over the years, those that have been coming from Jos, Kaduna, the rest of these places, they spend a lot to come with their vehicle. Let's pray especially that God will make a way for his children that desire to be in this year's convention, that God will grant unto everyone journey masses. And let's pray that God will, somebody cannot just spend that much and will not be desperate that God will do something in his life. And we also, we should also join them in prayer that God will do great things in this year's convention. And let us also pray for ourselves that God will do special things for us in this year's convention. We'll still pray for the convention, but I just felt that we should specially pray along this line that God will do something special in our lives in this year's convention. God will deliver, God will set free, God will fill with the Holy Ghost, God will heal, special things, miracles and signs and wonders, God will perform in the midst of his people. God will, and God's protection will be upon us. Let's pray for ourselves. Whatever we want God to do for us in this year's convention. Of course, that is not to say that God is not visiting his people every time we have service. But you know, this is a protracted meeting. I mean, how do you say, do I say protracted meeting or... This is a meeting in which we are not distracted from four full days will be in his presence. That God, those days will be special for each and every one of us. Shall we commit them to God in prayer? In Jesus Christ's name we have prayed. Once again, you have a desire in your heart. You want God, yes, you want God to do something special for you. Why don't you raise up your hand as a help of faith that his servant will pray for us. God bless you, sir.
Our dear Heavenly Father, your prophet has told us that the purpose of our coming to your house is to check up with our soul salvation, how we are studying before you. Lord Jesus, your word has gone forth in power at the demonstration of your spirit, all in simplicity. Father, we have heard your word, and you have instructed us in your word that the purpose of the Bible is that all scriptures from Genesis to Revelation, they are given by inspiration of God, and they are profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction unto righteousness, so that the people of God might be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Father, your house has been described to us as a house of correction. True love corrects. Your word tells us that it is those that you love that you chasten. Father, whenever your word comes in light of reproving us or correcting us or instructing us, Father, help us kill that Adamic nature that take offense at the preaching of the word. Jesus said, blessed is the one that will not be offended in me. May we not be offended at your word. Hands are up everywhere. My too. We all need you. There is nobody here that will say, I don't have one need. Our needs may differ from person to person. Whatever those needs are, Father, we know you are rich unto them all that call upon thy name. Please, Master, meet us at the point of our needs, one by one. Whether physical needs, whether material needs, whether spiritual needs, whether financial needs, we all look unto you. Thank you, our Father. Lord, your prophet said, we can never come into the presence of God and go away the same. He said, it's either we go worse or go better. But as your children, that is the very purpose why you went to the cross, is that they might be what you want them to be. Each time we come before your presence, oh God, always help us to go better by accepting your word in whichever way it pleases you to address us. You bought us with a price. We are not of ourselves. Thank you, our Father. Bless your servant that you are graciously used. We commit the rest of the service into your hands, O God. You said, he that asketh, receive it. May you ask us, may you help us to ask. You said, he that seeketh, find it. May you help us to seek. You said, he that knocketh, it shall be opened. As we be knocking in prayer, Lord Jesus, may the doors of blessings, answer to prayer, be open unto us, Lord. Thank you, our Master. Blessed be thy holy name. In Jesus' most holy name, we have prayed. Amen.
God bless you. Let's sing from this hymn as I hand over to our pastor. Hymn 23. My faith, lose hope today. Thou Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine, we know he has answered our prayers.
Oh, I'm here.
This Saturday 15th, preparation for this year's God bless you. This one are greetings. Greetings to the pastor and the saints from Pastor Seed Tabernacle. I spoke with a brother and he sends his greetings to the church. These are from Brother. I also ask me to greet, appreciate you for praying for him. Father, we are grateful for bringing us together for this midweek preaching of your word, anointing upon us to pray. Pray over the exit written on the board and the fresh one that were written by your children. Lord, we are going back with joy and gladness with this blessed assurance in our heart to answer prayers. Because you have taught us that whatsoever thing we shall ask in your name, you will do it. You said, if we ask, we shall receive. If we seek, we will find. If we knock, it shall be opened unto us. And your prophet told us that prayer is the breath of the nursery of a child of God. Father, may you help us. We do not have school that we go to learn how to pray, but we learn how to pray by praying. May you help us, O God. As you have promised that your ears are always open to hear us whenever we call upon thy name. Father, just give us grace to pray always. Because your word says, we should pray without ceasing. That is why your prophet said, that is just one thing we cannot do too much. Help us, O Father. Blessed be thy holy name. This one thing we cannot do too much. Help us. Lord, deliver us from not doing it enough at all. Just have mercy upon us, Lord. Blessed be thy holy name. As we leave back to our homes, may your presence, whether we are trekking to our homes, if our homes in there, by riding or car or by whichever means your private vehicle, Father, take all of us back home safely. Protect us from every attack of the devil. Take all the glory, Lord. Be with your servant in the field. Lord, you have seen him through, and you see him through in Sapele. Lord, see him through in this final place at Onitsha. Continue to use him as a channel of blessing, Lord, to your people. Thank you, Master Savior. In Jesus' most holy name, we have prayed with all faith and thanksgiving. God bless you, church. Thank you for coming to service. Lord Abraham said, miss work, don't miss church. Amen. As he said, the assembly of one another, may God help us. A tree is known by the fruit it bears. Is that not true? May God help us. Because it is one thing to confess one thing in our mouth. It is another thing altogether to see that thing be manifested in our lives. That's why Brother Brown told us that he said, I'd rather a man leave me a sermon than to preach me one. Amen? I'm only giving quotes, certain things, you know. How that, the prophet said, the more we eat the message, he said, we become the message. He said, you are what you eat. Amen? May God help us, so, because nowadays, the enemy, one of the tricks of the enemy is to get you so occupied that you don't have time for the things of God. If you are not careful, you have budgeted in the money when to listen to news, to listen to Maestro, his analysis, and everything like that. Before you know what is happening, you are taking close to 2 hours. And if you are not careful, throughout that day, you may not even pray up to 1 hour. We are not saying that by these things we are doing is what saves us. Salvation is a gift. But we must live a life of appreciation. That's why the prophet said, we must not allow grace to be turned to disgrace. God wants us to live a life that is pleasing unto him every day. You know, he said, you shall receive power. What is the power for? When the Holy Ghost is come upon you, then you shall be my witnesses. You are a witness for God in your community. You are a witness for God in the school you attend. You are a witness for God with your business associate. Whosoever you interact with, you are a witness for God. You are studying for God. That is why the Bible calls us ambassadors for Christ. Ambassador of Nigeria to Ghana is representing Nigeria in Ghana. Whatever actions and reactions he put forth there, it's Nigeria that does it. Amen. Jesus said, you are the light of the world, the salt of the earth. Carry a whole turkey. Cook it. Don't put salt. As if you will enjoy it. The whole world lies in darkness. That is why Jesus said, we are the light of the world. Wherever you are, whosoever you interact with, they must notice a difference in you. Amen. It might not be by putting on tie. Everybody can put on tie. That's not what we are saying. We are talking about Christ's character in you. But Abraham says, I cannot talk to a man for interact with a man for a while without telling him the hope that is in me. Amen. How many of us say this day has come, has gone, or a whole week, I've witnessed to two people in a whole week? In your place of work, people you work together every day, you might have told them a few things, but don't stop. Has conversation come in the office, you go back to that same thing. There is only one message that can make a man to be qualified for the rapture in this age. This is our message. You are outside of this message. I don't care how consecrated you are, how dedicated you are, how loyal you are, how whatever. You will miss the rapture. I just want to limit it to rapture. Because we have been made to know it is in this message that lays rapturing faith. Amen. May God help us. The Bible says when we come to the house of the Lord, we shall serve the Lord with joy and gladness. Some of us, when we come to church, the way we put our face, who are we quarreling with? Talambaja. Talambaja. Condition of this country is upon every one of us. Is it only you? Why do you frown? Are you quarreling with God? May God help us. Because we have been made to know that outside is a manifestation of what is inside. Is that not so? Many of us, we don't even put on a smile. Let's share the grace together. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit abide with us now and forevermore. Amen. God bless you. Shake one another. Say, till we meet again, God be with you. My precious brother, I love you. Till we meet again, God bless you. You are not serious. You are not serious. God bless you, my brother. Till we meet again. We think you are clever. I catch you. Blessed be his holy name. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let the earth hear his voice. Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, praise the Lord. Yes, let the people rejoice who come to the Father, to Jesus. blessing and give it back. To the Father who did.